Welcome to the Second Mom's Circle. I'm Dawn Baggett, your host, and as an adoptive mom myself and a post-adoption mom coach, I want you to feel welcome here as this is a safe space for you, adoptive moms who are maybe finding yourself in the gap. What is the gap? Well, the gap is something that I identified not only in my own life and my own family, but also in many, many others. And it happens that as adoptive moms, we often find ourselves in a gap with inadequate or even almost non-existent support and ineffective support in our roles as adoptive mom. It kind of feels like the rug is just pulled out from under you sometimes. So if that's something that you can relate to, let's dive in. Here's a question. What can I do about these self-doubts I'm feeling? I'm constantly second-guessing myself, and it's getting harder and harder to make daily decisions without going through all the what-ifs in my mind first. Here's my answer. In our complex adoptive and blended families, trust can often be lacking from our non-biological children, not because we aren't trustworthy, but due to their own backgrounds. And that can bleed over onto others. Another thing that can impact trust or mistrust from our children can be their feelings of shame or unworthiness. These might also be based in things that happened before you came on the scene, and they had nothing to do with you. There may be misplaced guilt or feelings that they don't deserve to be trusted, or they aren't deserving of a relationship built on mutuality and trust. Now, these can be worked out over the long haul, and while you're doing all you can to help your child, the ongoing or random episodes of mistrust from your child and from others, sowing doubts, can wear on you and get you to doubt yourself. And self-doubts can erode your self-trust. Here's another thing. If you tend to put the needs and demands of others ahead of your own, you might not be keeping your own commitments to yourself, or even give yourself permission to make them in the first place. So, I'm sharing 4 ways you can stand up to self-doubt and start to build or rebuild your own self-trust. So here's number one. Number one is to decide. Decide to be self-committed. Rather than over-functioning and worrying about trying to prove yourself trustworthy to your children, to others, how about starting with making and keeping commitments to yourself? Think about it. What would that change for you? How would you feel different? Here's an example. Maybe instead of hoping to feel like getting up early tomorrow morning, you commit yourself to get up 15 minutes earlier tomorrow, and you commit to doing whatever actions that are necessary to make that happen. See the difference? Now, that's a simple example, but what examples can you think of from your life? It could mean something like communicating your plan to take a walk after dinner as a non-negotiable. A non-negotiable for yourself when someone asks you to do something else. And so rather than getting all down about not getting your exercise in this week and failing yet again in your efforts to get in shape, more self-doubt, you actually do keep your commitment. Now get this, getting clear on our commitments to ourselves, being committed to all the actions, big and small, and then committing our action plans to God is crucial in building self-trust as a Christian woman who is trustworthy. Now moving on to other things we can do, you can do to challenge those self-doubts and build self-trust include these. Number two, self-reflection. Start with this. What thought patterns are keeping you in doubt? And what beliefs are behind them? Now, what do you choose to believe instead? And what evidence do you have for those new beliefs? Number three, self-compassion. Are you often harder on yourself than you would be on anyone else? Go on, raise your hand. I challenge you to become aware of your own negative self-talk. You might be surprised, especially related to those closest relationships and roles, even with yourself. And lastly is number four, self-care. You've heard about self-care, but like these other points, self-care is part of self-stewardship. And if you find yourself neglecting basic self-care for more than just a few days, due to extenuating circumstances or what have you, I want to lovingly warn you of the danger that this becomes a negative pattern. It's a slippery slope. But maintaining our own self-trust, we can authentically model this to our children. Make an example to them to help them not only trust us, but also build their own self-trust over the course of time. So let me ask you a question. What next step will you take to build up your own self-trust? And how will you make this a daily priority? So if you don't know me yet, my name is Dawn Baggett. I'm a post-adoption life coach, specializing in serving second moms in complex adoptive or blended families. I understand the challenges that come with being a Christian woman in these situations, these family dynamics, and I'm here to stand in the gap for you. With years of personal experience as an adoptive mom, I bring a relatable parent-to-parent perspective to my coaching. And I'm passionate about providing effective support for women like you who may be facing unexpected challenges. If you're feeling overwhelmed or in need of guidance, I encourage you to take the next step and reach out to me. You can do that at my website, dawnbaggett.com. You can comment or you can just reach out to me wherever you find me on social media or in online. And we can start the process with a clarity call where we just get together and talk about you and talk about how I can help you. That's dawnbaggett.com. Thank you for listening to this episode of Second Mom's Circle. You can read the companion blog post and more at the website at dawnbaggett.com. Also, please leave a review and follow the podcast if you found this valuable. I'm Dawn Baggett, and as always, keep learning, keep growing, and keep loving.